Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, let's do this thing. Hit the 9 o'clock hour with a little Red Wings stuff. Rob Parker, if you will do the honors, please.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
7-5 final today at Comerica. Tigers over the Indians. That ends the two-game series with a split. Justin Verlander gets his second win. He gave up no earned runs in the game. That's good news for him. But he only went 5 innings. Ian Kinsler's 3-run homer.
How many strikeouts did he have?
His numbers 7. Nothing. Today. 5th inning, 3-run ding, 4 ribbies. AJ with 2 sack flies. Joe Nathan a perfect 9th for his second save. Yeah, he wasn't dead arm today. Didn't look like it. Tigers go to 7-5 and welcome the Anaheim Angels. Hello, Angels! Tomorrow to Comerica, it'll be Drew Smiley and Jared Weaver. Jeff Weaver's bro hemage. College baseball, Michigan opens their weekend Big Ten series at Purdue tomorrow. MSU does the same in Indiana. Oakland U currently playing at Youngstown State in a weekend series. Wings open the Stanley Cup playoffs at Boston tomorrow night. We're talking about it right now on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Local scores first, right here at Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, round one, game one for these teams. Flyers and Rangers 1-1 third. Blackhawks are done with one, going to the second with a 3-2 win on the lead on the Blues. Kane, Seabrook, and Oduya. Oduya, Johnny Oduya for the Chicago Blackhawks. Minnesota and the Avs go at 9:30. Kings and Sharks at 10:30. Other baseball, American League, Minnesota and Toronto. The Blue Jays looking for a split tonight. Jose Bautista has hit his 6th homer. They lead Minnesota 5-1 in the 5th after losing the opener, the makeup game from the rainout, 7-0 behind a masterful job from Kyle Gibson. He's 3-0 for the Twins. Texas beat Seattle today 8-6. Prince Fielder 0-3. Cano and Shu each hit their first for their respective new clubs. Yankees now lead Tampa 6-1 in the 6th. Soriano and McCann have hit dings for the Yanks. No score. Boston and the White Sox in the 4th. In fact, there are no hits in this game yet for either team, Red Sox or White Sox. Kansas City leads Houston 2-0 3rd. National League, Philadelphia over Atlanta 1-0 is the final from this afternoon. Ditto the Dodgers over the Giants 2-1. Colorado leads San Diego now 3-1 in the 8th. Cardinals lead the Nationals in Washington 7-0 6th. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee tied at 2 in the 6th. Andrew McCutchen with his first homer of the season. PGA Tour Heritage at Hilton Head, round one. It's Kuchar, McGirt, and Langley. That's a law firm. Hey, the law firm of Kuchar, McGirt, and Langley. Come see them. Nothing until you win. Minus 566, 2 shots up on Harris English. Sir Nick Faldo, who doesn't play a lot of PGA Tour events anymore, is playing this one, and he shot a 6 over 77. Tom Watson a 75, and John Daly a 74. NBA playoffs begin Saturday with 4 games, and that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
Rocky is a Family Guy.
Family Guy.
That's
Seth MacFarlane. That was Seth MacFarlane.
That show still, Mark. The only stuff that it's funny, they rip on everybody.
Do you watch Family Guy?
I've seen a few episodes, but I don't know about the.
I know some big fans of Family Guy. Big fans.
The only reason they started it back, you know why, right? Because remember, Fox canceled it, and Mark, the DVD sales went through the roof, so Fox had to relook at it and decided to bring it back. That's the only reason it's back. Before we go here,
Seth MacFarlane went to Groves too? His 4 years?
Did he really?
His whole 4 years, MacFarlane. I didn't know that.
So that means
Pat Caputo, EP, and Seth MacFarlane. And John Hughes went 2 years to Groves High School.
That's a Motley Crue. Before we go there, don't we have music for her?
I think Gary does have that. Gary, if you will, please. Partake in a little.
Or something wrong.
Sports Final Edition? Or do we not have the thing? Welcome her in.
It is Jamie Edmonds from Local 4 and Sports Final Edition every Sunday night.
What?
Sports Final Edition every Sunday night at 11:30. Jamie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing just great.
Jamie, you're on a Thursday, and when Rob gets to play his, TV themes from the 60s, he is in heaven.
You know it.
he does love all of his little shticks, doesn't he?
Oh, dude. Jamie, you caught on quickly, my
yes.
dear.
Yes, there's certain things
good
that
for you.
I have to do, I have to have in my life. That's just the kind of animal I am.
Jamie, you'll never get rid of him now. You know that, right?
Well, that's good. I'm still waiting for that lunch.
Uh-oh. Oh,
dude, what is
I
with
know.
You?
I'm going to take him.
Hold on a second. Stop.
We'll have lunch next week.
Stop it.
What?
Okay. I have watched you do this lunch thing with Jamie for like, I don't know, it's probably a year or more.
Jamie, how long have you been at this station?
A year and, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
So it's
well,
over
a,
a year. Yes, Bill. Okay, I owe you lunch. Okay, we're going to go out to lunch.
Jeez
okay,
Louise, yeah. man.
I know.
Hold his feet
I'm
to the fire.
I'm not letting you forget it.
No, not at all. All right, we'll do that for sure.
Hey, Jamie, look, help me out. And I know last week when you were, I saw you on Sunday. You're picking the Wings to beat Boston. Is that correct?
Yes, I think they can do it. I really do.
Homer. I'm sorry, what?
No, but wait a second. I want to, in Jamie's corner, I think that there's too much poo-pooing, like since you like that phrase, of the fact that the Wings beat them 3 out of 4 times. And you can tell me all the, it's a different season.
It's the second season. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's so different. 3 out of 4.
I saw this team choke last year up 3-1.
That was last year.
Okay, I'm just telling you.
All
that's
right,
what
fine.
I saw.
But here's why I think they can and will win. They have the speed. Can you remember Gustav Nyquist just going around Chara?
That was
scoring?
Outstanding. That was one of the great plays of the year.
You won't see that
why
again in the Stanley Cup.
Again?
You're going to see that again? I don't think you're going to see that again, Jamie.
I think they could do it. They have the speed. They have momentum. They have the young legs. Like I said on Sunday, I just think Jimmy Howard needs to be a wall.
Well, that's the biggest issue, you know, and he is your goaltender. The people that want Monster in there or say, well, why don't you sit? You're not going to sit the guy you just gave the money to, the guy that's your prize goaltender. He may not have had the greatest season, and yes, the goalie du jour was Jonas Gustafsson. But I'm telling you, Jimmy Howard has to be that guy. Now, Jamie, can he do it? Talk about being a wall. Can he do that in your mind?
Well, I think he can. You know, people are talking about he needs to prove himself, blah, blah, blah. Didn't he do that in last year's playoffs? Didn't he win the Anaheim series for them?
He's the reason they even got to a level where they were up 3-1 on the Chicago
right.
Blackhawks.
Yeah, but ultimately that didn't matter. I mean,
they couldn't score. It wasn't so much about Jimmy.
I can't get over it, Jamie. I won't let it
go. No, I'm with him on that. I still called it a choke, too, but I'm past it. Only because I don't think that was Howard's doing. I think that offense died a death for some reason after Game 4 in many ways.
Well, Jamie, also talk about Boston. And, I mean, they've put together a heck of a season with all the stats we could throw out, scoring, allowing the fewest goals, all kinds of things. And the first two games are in Boston. I think that the Wings have had a nice season. If they had all their players, maybe I would feel better.
Right.
There's something here that's telling me last year they should have gone out quickly. This year they'll go out quickly.
Well, I mean, Boston's huge. This is going to be physical. They have a giant on the blue line. And, you know, that place is not going to be easy to play in. But like I said, I think the young kids are fast. And if they can get a cycle going, get a goal, get a quick goal, you know, why not?
Do you see a little of when you look at Yurko and you look at, obviously, Nyquist and players like that and say to yourself, and even the Kaisers thing, they got nothing to lose here. Like, they're on borrowed time
right
now.
But you hear that all the time in the playoffs. I wish if I had a nickel for every time some team
that 15 cents.
Some team that wasn't expected to be there. I hear this all the time. Well, they got nothing to lose. So that's always that. They got nothing to lose. Well, you know what? That might be the case, but it doesn't mean you're going to win just because you have nothing to lose.
Right. Also, I think you need to think about Mike Babcock. Really young players last year, and look what he did with them. You know, he has these young guys. He's molding them this year. You know, I just think they can do it 100%. I won't do that, but I think they can win this series.
You know, Jamie Edmonds, Local 4, right here. You see her on Sunday nights. You see her on the weekends and sometimes on Friday. Or, you know, when Bernie doesn't feel like showing up, Jamie's there. And
right.
I saw you this week. And, of course, with Rob on
it's
on
a holiday
nights.
This week for Bernie. It's a holiday.
Yeah, Passover. And now Good Friday. But, you know, Bernie will be there for Good Friday tomorrow, won't he, Jamie?
I think he might be off.
He's still off for Good Friday. Is that part of his thing, too, Rob? Is that his deal?
Yeah, it's still a holiday. How's
I love
that?
You, Smilovitz. Good for you. Here's what, right, but Jamie's joining us, and look, she knows her hockey, and I wanted to ask, not that you don't know everything else, you do, but this is amazing to me about this year's Red Wings.
Rangers just scored 3-1. They're up 3-1 now.
Well, it's a home game. I expected them to do
right,
well at home.
Right, they're in New York.
Jamie, two things about the Wings in this 13-14. No Red right. Wing gets to 50 points. That is the first time in a full season since a 50-game schedule in 45-46. At least that's my calcs. They also, the first time no 40-win team for the Detroit Red Wings since the Cup year of 96-97. These are startling numbers to me, and that's the only thing that keeps me from saying that maybe they could steamroll a Boston is because this really was, to get to the postseason, we talked about it last week, and I said it was Babcock's best job, and you kind of agreed with that. But it doesn't that startle you, the numbers, that you have no Detroit Red Wing, you know, we have one 20-goal scorer here and nobody to 50 points?
Don't they have two at 49? So
two at
like
49.
Right there on that.
Two at 49. You had Alfie and you had Cronwell at 49. Yeah.
All right. I think it just shows how many people came in and out of that locker room, or rather across the state of Michigan from Western Michigan, Grand Rapids, Griffin, to play on this team. And, you know, what was it, 37 different players put
yeah.
a wing wheel on
yes.
today? Something like that?
Yep.
I mean, I think that is a great coaching job. And there's no reason why they can't beat the Bruins like they have in the regular season. Three games this year. The only team to beat them in regulation that many times.
All right, I got Boston in five games. I'm going to be the one to step out on a limb.
You say Boston in five. Didn't I say the Wings in six?
You said Wings in six.
Yes,
At least you said that. Most people are going Wings in seven, which is always an easy pick. I mean, to say it's going to go either way, and then somebody will win game seven, which is an easier pick. I give you credit. If you're going to say the Wings.
Credit
that the Wings are going to win in six, that's at least out there a little bit because you're saying Boston's not even going to force a game seven.
Yeah, I know it's kind of out there, but I'm going to stick with it.
Look, I had to make a determination. You know what my final – Jamie, you know what my final determination was?
What?
When you're plus 84 and no one is close to you, I mean, I think it was the Blues were plus 57. You're talking 27 different in a goal differential, and the Wings were minus 8. That is so
right.
rare to see the Wings give up more goals than they scored. I finally went with Boston in six.
Did you?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you switched over?
I no, because I'll tell you what. I was thinking Boston in a sweep. And I didn't want to do that to the poor Wings. But I think they can win. If they win one, I think they can win two.
Okay.
Now, after that, it's money. Can you handle it after two? That's the thing.
Well, they had a problem handling it after three last
year. Yes, they did.
They sure did.
And
that's, so
I don't want to be revisionist history.
No. It is what it is. But we'll figure that. Anything else coming up this Sunday on Sports Final Edition? Any features, anything you're working
well,
on?
You're kicking her out. Why can't she come? You know what, Jim? Why don't you just come here sometime and
one
hang
day,
with
yeah, you come in and hang out.
Sure, I'd love to hang out. Well, game two is Sunday. So Mickey and Bernie will be in talking about these Wings. So it'll be Wings heavy on Sunday.
And that's more than the fastest 3 minutes in hockey thing?
Yeah, we'll do the fastest 15 minutes in hockey.
Fastest 15 minutes in hockey. And that's all hockey. That's you got the game, too, on Sunday.
Yes. Right there on Local 4 at 3, and then we're going to have the post game. So just tune into Local 4 and just stick and stay, as Rob would say.
Oh, look
there
at
you go.
Jamie. Dude, don't do it. Dude.
Stick and stay. She's giving
run, Jamie.
No, Jamie, you got it. You can steal some of the good stuff, Jamie. It's okay. It's all right.
You know,
okay,
Jamie,
let
me tell you what I do in my life. And I was away from him for 6 years, okay? 6 years, well, we weren't away,
so
I was away.
We broke up for a little bit.
We broke up for a little bit.
Exactly.
But I would be, I'd be 2,000 miles away and still be going, come on. I mean, I couldn't believe I found myself doing this stuff.
Yeah, it sticks in your mind.
It does.
Stick and stay, the no way, no how.
Poo-poo.
Right.
I don't know.
He's got his little tagline.
I do have them, and that's NBCU later.
NBCU later.
That's right.
That's not even his.
It is mine.
I thought it was George Smith.
No, I gave it to George.
Oh, I thought George gave it to you.
No, no.
Well, all these years, I thought George Smith's line.
I gave it to George. My buddy George Smith, who used to work at ESPN.
I gave it to
George. George calls me up and says, hey, I got a job in Boston. I'm going to be... the sports cast, I said, you can't go there, George, without having something that's yours.
At the NBC affiliate, you got to mention that.
And he said it was the NBC affiliate, Channel 7 up there.
Okay, I didn't
know. So when he told me, and I said, George, do the, for a home run or something, do NBCU later. So he's like, that's not bad. I said, yeah. So all around town, when people would see him, they go, NBC, you later. So what I was doing was I was doing a live shot. The Pistons were playing in Boston, and that Channel 7, the NBC affiliate in Boston, was doing the live shot. So at the end of the live shot, I go, all right, back to the studio. You know, NBC, you later. And then the camera guys go,
he said that.
They said, that's George Smith's line. I said, no, I gave that to George Smith.
Okay.
So they thought it was George's line, and I was stealing it.
So, Jamie, if you come up with anything, make sure you patent it.
Exactly.
Okay, good to know.
So you're on tonight, right?
I am on tonight, yes.
Okay, very nice.
Oh, they'll be watching Jamie right after 11:30.
25, right? What time you go
11:30?
On?
11:28?
Oh, yeah, 11. Let's say 21 to be safe. How about that?
All right.
I never miss Channel 4. And I'm not going to say it like you because I wait. At first, look, think about it, all these years. Carson, Leno, Conan, Fallon. And it's got to be Channel 4 News right into it.
There you go. All right.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
Don't you, though?
Well, this
We're
week.
Getting off track here.
He's really gotten into a great. No, it's TV Theme Song Thursday, Jamie.
Exactly. It's good.
He has got, you know what? He's done it the right way. It's a terrific start for him.
But is he doing, is it this week a rerun of his first week?
He did it Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting this week, right? It's a rerun. Well, that first show was really, I watched the first show. I really liked it. No, he's funny. I like him. I think he's funny.
I think he's great. I love all his musicality things, whatever he does with all the musicians.
Well, because you know what? It takes a lot of work to do that stuff, and that shows he's working at it. Do you know what I mean?
He works his ass off at
that really
stuff.
Works to try to be funny, and a lot of guys take the easy way out. They don't want to do stuff. It's just easy to just go
I was
in
just
there.
Afraid, Jamie, that he might upset the blue hairs who've been watching Johnny since literally, because they're still watching TV. And I thought he was a little young and youthful even, and a little too, like, why is the joke man talking to the guy over there? Because the other guys never did that. You know what I mean? And they wouldn't like the joke man doing those kinds of things. But so far the numbers say wrong. People are digging him.
Yeah, I mean, my parents were very nostalgic when Jay left. They loved him. And they didn't know if they were going to like Jimmy Fallon, but they watched the same time I do.
When they like him. And your parents like him.
That's pretty good.
Your parents aren't that old, though, right?
No, not that old. I would never give away the number. My mom would.
No,
tell me.
I would. I wouldn't ask you.
Just
I have a mother
just
too.
Just don't tell me that your dad and I are the same age. That's all I want to hear. No, right?
Wait, what was that? You're breaking up.
I said, please don't say your dad and I are like the same age.
She meant you're breaking up. Can't hear you.
Yeah,
please. All right, hey, Jamie. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. You guys have fun.
We'll watch you tonight.
Yep, we'll talk to you tonight on Channel 4 at 11:20, 25, and on Sunday night.
Just watch the whole damn show.
11:35.
Say hi to Mara for me. I never get to see Mara anymore.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jamie.
All right, see ya.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. So just say hi to everybody. Carmen, Devin. Devin was voted best newscaster in town by Metro Times. What do you think about that?
I believe it.
Devin Skillion.
He's very good, Mark. He's very
You know what? We actually have the news teams in this town are pretty good right now. I mean, they're Huel and Monica and Stephen Clark and Carolyn. It's pretty good stuff. You know, people complain sometimes about the newscasts here, but I think they're all pretty good.
I do, too. I think that anywhere you turn, even the crew on 62 is pretty good.
You could go to big cities and see some really bad newscasts.
Oh, wait a minute. 62 doesn't have it. Just Mad
Dude, you kill me with that.
I'm sorry about that.
Mattis.
I was this close to being named weekend anchor at 50. Mark, I was this close.
I know.
It was going to happen. I'll never forget
that. And then
it
went bye-bye.
Ken Jobe was the news director, Mark.
Ken Jobe.
Can I tell you the story?
How many years ago is this now?
Ken Jobe, when he came to town, Mark, to interview for the job. So what do? The night before you go on an interview, you watch the news. He came in. I was filling in. He sits up on his, you know, in his room, and he goes, "Parker's the sports guy, the weekend sports guy. Wow, you know, like that's what he thought. He said when I watched you, I didn't know you had never done it. He goes, I thought you were a guy. I thought you already worked for the, you know, like were part of the staff.
So wait a second. So how many years ago was it that you were going to be the permanent weekend guy? We're going to put out Bob Trimble? Who was out?
No, because what you call that? What was it, like Jerry whatever? Jerry Malin?
Jerry Millen?
Millen was the guy, yeah.
God, I forgot Millen did sports.
And Millen was leaving.
Was it Tim Swore? Was he the main guy? Who was the main guy?
No, Chuck Garfine. Chuck
Garfine. I forgot about Chuck Garfine.
Chuck Garfine was the main guy, and they were
going. What was Ray Lane doing?
He was gone by then.
What did they? Oh, put Daddy Ray out.
So they were going to hire me, and I was.
God bless Ray Lane.
And then right when I was, they dumped the whole news program.
That was when you dumped it, huh? You know why? Ken Jobe said, "Oh no, we're not doing this. This is dump the whole thing." Tell Amir, was Amir and Rich?
Yeah.
It was Fisher and Makeupson at the time, right? That's when you were on, and you were in your glory.
I was in my glory. In that
People,
movie.
We could sit here and talk about this with him all day long. Here, I do. I literally do a quarter century on television. He did like two dates.
It's 4-1.
Huh? They scored again? Well, Ray Emery, dude, I'm telling you, he's not the best. I mean, Philadelphia probably needs to get a better guy in there. But, okay, Eddie Mio, I don't want to hear that. All right, look, we got this, we got that, we got a sports wrap, we got the last half hour coming up on a TV theme song Thursday. You don't want to miss it. And if you're not watching us, please do. ParkerAndTheMan.com, because you got to see us. PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, and as always, download that iHeartRadio app. And if I mentioned, Matt Shepard mornings right here, 7 o'clock on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
9:30, we got another half hour to go here, and then we're going to be on the roads again, and then you never know what might happen. But you're lucky, because you have a place to go should something happen, God forbid. But you can take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care, and they will make it happen for you.
And Mark, you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, Mark, often the same day.
Expert Car Care services just about everything. You're talking front, just everything. Front to back, A to Z, top to bottom. Forget it. They got everything going on there. Not just about, but everything. I'm talking from something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper or as major as replacing your engine or transmission. And be sure to mention these two cats, these good-looking guys, right here, right now.
And is that us?
I guess. I'm just trying to pull it through.
Mention Parker and the Man, and you will receive, not only, Mark, a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 passed on to you in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, two great locations. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. How easy is that? And 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Easy. Expert Car Care, XPERT. Mike and his great people. Your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Go get Expert Car Cared.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talking. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.